Journal of the American Medical Association this week urged creation of a separate agency to monitor the safety of drugs once they're on the market. There's growing concern over the FDA's slow response to studies showing the potential dangers of the arthritis drug Vioxx, among other drugs. This week, an FDA scientist named five drugs on the market that he believes are potentially harmful. David Kessler was commissioner of the Food and Drug Administration from 1990 to 1996. He's now dean of the University of California San Francisco Medical School. He joins us from the studios of Sirius Radio in New York. Mr. Kessler, thanks for being with us.
Thanks for having me.
Under your stewardship of the FDA, the approval process was sped up. In the interests of consumers, it was difficult to read about certain advances in treating certain diseases and then read that it would take 27 months to approve. By the time you left office, I guess it was down to about 14 months. Does this also invite certain risks?
Sure. Look, it's always a balance. When I became commissioner in 1990, as you said, the review times were measured in years. That, in my judgment, was too long, especially drugs for serious and life-threatening diseases, AIDS, where there was only one drug when I came to FDA. People were dying. People were willing to take risks. So we did something that was very important, I think.
What about something like Vioxx, which is for arthritis? Should the approval process be longer?
I think when you're dealing with drugs for serious and life-threatening diseases, you can take greater risks, knowing that one day you may make a mistake and you may be wrong. Drugs for common ailments where life itself is not at risk, we obviously have to be more careful, especially when you're dealing with people who are healthier.
The number of drug recalls has been rising in recent years since the approval was sped up. It's now over 5%. It used to be a little under 2%. Does this suggest to you that there's a problem?
There may be. When you see numbers such as 20,000 potential deaths from Vioxx, it certainly is a time for reconsideration.
Dr. Kessler, once the FDA approves a drug for sale and millions of people begin to use it safely, and it seems to improve their lives, and it earns millions of dollars, does the FDA then have a kind of stake in keeping that drug on the market and not always being immediately responsive to complaints?
FDA is a public health agency, and I love the agency that I had the privilege of serving. But like any human endeavor, when you approve a drug, you would like to think that the agency is as objective when data subsequently comes in that may suggest that the agency was wrong. But it's a fair question. There is a notion in this country that up until the day the FDA approves a drug, it is unsafe. And then the day it approves it, that drug is safe all of a sudden and safe forevermore. And that's just not the way it works. Every drug has potential risks, and the public needs to understand that.
Let me ask you about the MedWatch system, which was created under your aegis at FDA. Doctors and hospitals are encouraged to report adverse events with drugs, and yet it's only a fact of life that doctors and hospitals might be reluctant to do that because they're worried about becoming legally liable for having prescribed the thing to the patient in the first place.
Only about 10% of serious adverse drug reactions probably get reported through MedWatch, if that. Should it be more than voluntary? Perhaps. I think it would be something that is worth looking at.
Dr. Kessler, are you at all concerned that something like the Vioxx recall, not just the recall, but obviously the perhaps thousands of people that apparently were harmed by using the drug, contributes to injuring the reputation of the FDA?
I'm very concerned about it. This is an agency that was ranked in the public's mind as an agency of the government that it could trust. This was viewed as the gold standard around the world. There is no doubt that this episode harms both the FDA and the pharmaceutical industry. The question is, what do we do about it? How do we get back the trust of the American public?
David Kessler headed the Food and Drug Administration from 1990 until 1996. He's now Dean of the University of California, San Francisco Medical School. Thanks for being with us.
Thank you.